I'm on my way to heaven. On my way.
Jazz, is this the music of Dennis Quaid?
Yes.
Oh. I would not have guessed that. That's pretty good.
He claims he was a musician before he was an actor.
Oh,
we
really?
Need to talk to him about this.
Yeah.
And I know there are a lot of actors that kind of want to venture out into the musical world.
Right.
And musicians who want to be actors, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid has guaranteed this show.
Guaranteed in what way?
That you will like it.
Oh, really?
If not, and we can let him explain it.
Yeah.
But he has been, from the information I have, he says, come for the movie star and stay for the rock and roll. And then he gives it a bit of a money-back guarantee, from what I understand.
Oh, that's a great idea. I don't know anyone else who does that.
Well, we'll find out. We're getting him on the phone right
Nickelback
now.
Nickelback doesn't do that.
Why is Nickelback just a running joke for everything?
And with the name Nickelback, it almost implies you're going to get
right.
money,
I mean,
yeah.
right?
It's right there in
fact,
the title.
I wouldn't have bought the tickets had they been not called Nickelback.
I want my Nickelback. I did not enjoy the show.
I
Give
want
me my
price. Nickelback, Nickelback, Nickelback.
I insist on it.
All right. Well, we'll find out. We'll get all these questions answered. He's told us to come for the movie star and stay for the rock and roll, and we'll find out all we need to find out about a money-back guarantee. Dennis Quaid on the line with us. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, hello there. How are you?
How are you, Dennis? Great to talk to you.
Good. You too, Bill. Brady, right. How are you?
Fill us in on that.
There's a money-back guarantee.
Yeah, you never
not?
Hear about this.
We do. We're the only band with a money-back guarantee. Nobody has ever taken us up on it.
Well, that's good.
That's very good.
I guess so.
Which came first, Dennis, for you? Was it the music or the acting?
Music came first. I was 12 years old, started playing guitar, of course, and learned Light My Fire, the first song.
That
and,
was the first song? Yeah, you a big Doors fan?
That was it, because I wanted to be cool, It's all about the girls.
Sure.
Play guitar. You're too small for the football team, so that's what happened.
And somehow Harry Dean Stanton is involved in this tale, correct?
The late great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harry Dean Stanton, it's a friend of mine. I met him back in 75 on his 50th birthday up on the set of Missouri Breaks. That was my first movie set, and I was kind of his assistant and stuff like that. We just became good friends. He's kind of like my second dad, mentor to me, as well as so many actors and people. And Jamie James, guitar player, just happened to be Harry's guitar player as well. And I went to see him at the Met in 2000, and that's how the Sharks got started, because we decided to stay together. And most of the guys in the Sharks were playing with Harry Dean.
That's pretty cool. I loved him
really
in all the David Lynch stuff. I'm a big fan of his.
Oh, everybody knows his face, that's for sure. And, in fact, we're doing a Harry Dean Festival in Lexington, Kentucky, where he's from, coming up in about 10 days. And we're looking forward to that.
Dennis, how exciting is it for you? Every once in a while, you'll get to combine your two passions, music and acting. What comes to mind immediately is Jerry Lee Lewis. That must be very exciting when you get to blend them together, huh?
Yeah, it is. And I've written several songs for movies over the years. I started with The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, where I played a musician and wrote some songs for that. The Big Easy, I wrote a song called Closer to You for that. And, I've been lucky enough. I've had a lucky life. I've been able to just enjoy myself.
The Big Easy, by the way.
What I love to do and get paid for it.
Yeah, that's
isn't that
awesome.
The best? The Big Easy is my second favorite Dennis Quaid movie of all time. My first would be Breaking Away.
Ah, love that movie. Love, love, love that movie. They still do the little 500.
Oh, yeah.
Want to go down for a reunion.
In Indy? Yeah. I watched it again with my daughters a couple of years ago, and you never know if movies are going to hold up. I have to say, it's as good, if not better, than I remembered it as a kid.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right, speaking of acting, are you really, truly going to be playing Ronald Reagan?
Yes, that is true.
What an awesome role.
I know. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do it, but it's a script that was blessed by his inner circle and by Nancy Reagan before she passed, and it's a good story, and I don't know. Just if a wave of fear goes over me, it's something I probably should do.
Did you audition for this, Dennis, or did they just know your work and say, that's our guy, that's our Ronald Reagan?
I don't know, because I really don't see myself as Reagan, but other than we both have a sunny disposition.
And this is a motion picture, big theater release, or a TV movie? What is this?
Yeah, it's good. No, it's going to be a movie, as we used to say.
Yeah,
not a TV movie, a movie. Be a feature.
The Hollywood Reporter says it's going to start shooting in the fall, and John Voight also has a role in the film.
He's Nancy Reagan.
Yeah. he's Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, that's how good he is.
we are sniffing around for a Nancy Reagan. I'm sure we'll get somebody great.
So when you play somebody like that, Dennis, my guess is you watch a bunch of film on him, and you don't want it to be a caricature. You want the
right
essence of it. How do you pull that off?
It's not a, yeah, like you said, it's not an impersonation or anything like that. I just try to capture the essence of the person and really play it from their point of view. You know, one thing I did find out, I went to the Reagan Ranch, and being up there, they left it. It's not a tourist spot. They left the ranch exactly as the last time they were there, with their clothes in the closet, and you feel like they're going to come back in about 30 minutes, you know. And I was amazed, because it's a very humble place. It's not a big house, and their books were still in the bookcases, and the clothes in the closet, and they still had those Westinghouse appliances from the 70s or two. So he's a very humble man, actually.
I can't wait to see this. Any idea when it's going to come out?
I'm not sure. Yeah, so I guess I can't say. But I'm looking forward to doing it.
Dennis, true or false, you're in the movie Stripes. Now, I've heard this for years, and I've looked for you, but I can't find you. Are you in Stripes?
You know what? I've heard that, too. And my first wife, PJ Souls, is in the movie Stripes. And I think I went to the set, and I think I got caught in the background. So they had to put my name on it.
Good for you. That's a good credit. I mean, you've been in plenty of other things, but that's
really
nice.
Really don't have a memory of it.
All right, so the show tonight, this is at the City Winery. It's a great venue. A limited number of meet-and-greet tickets, I think, are still available.
Yeah. Cool.
CityWinery.com. Prices range from $35 to $65. So you have originals, kind of rock and roll, country.
Yeah, we do 75% originals and about 25% of music that we love. You know, we do, so we've got a little door set that we do in there, some Jerry Lewis, and so, you know, so some of the great stuff from Memphis, you know, a little out there. And you know, it's a very high powered show, and everybody's guaranteed a good time. That's what we
or your money back.
Sorry,
or your
on
money
a blue
back.
Monday. It's a blue Monday. Come on out.
Who from the history of music, if you could play with anybody, Dennis, who would you want on stage with you?
Beethoven.
Beethoven's good. He's pretty good, isn't he?
You set the history of music, man.
How about more contemporary?
Hey, man, I bet you Beethoven could have rocked out, too.
Oh, absolutely. Remember ELO took his music and made...
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. Yeah. Sure.
Roll over Beethoven.
That would have been great. Right. Dennis, more than a couple of years ago, I had the pleasure of being in a movie called Major League 2, and your brother Randy was in all the scenes with me.
Oh, yeah.
And we
had
thank you. We had such a great week. We had so much fun together. I know he's had some ups and downs lately. Is he doing okay?
He's doing fine.
Good.
Doing just fine.
I hope so, because I really like him.
Yeah. I just want to see him do more movies.
Wouldn't that be nice? And he, as you know... He played a president. He was Lyndon Baines Johnson, and he knocked it out of the park.
Right. Yeah, he sure did.
He was so good.
Really great.
Yeah.
He did.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm holding my dog. She was just squirming in my lap.
What kind of dog do you have?
I have a miniature English bulldog named Peaches.
Aww.
And what instrument does she play?
She bangs on the piano.
She does? So that's exciting.
Yeah, I just got a puppy, so I'm, of course, interested in the animal end of things. They're fun, aren't they?
Oh, they're fun.
And
yeah,
she,
they are fun.
Wait,
she's
are
my
you...
comfort dog, I guess you'd say.
So she's on the road with you?
Oh, she's always on the road.
And who
she's
watches her when you're performing? Who's watching her? Or is she doing something during the show?
Oh, she's over on the soundboard, man, to make sure that's okay.
Well, that's awesome. Will you encourage dancing if people want to get up and shake a tail
absolutely.
Feather?
Oh, absolutely. That's what we do. We like to get people up and moving and, like I said, just having a good time, man.
Is this
you can
a long...
chair dancing if you want.
Oh, that's fun. Is this a long tour for you, Dennis? How many cities, how many nights?
I'm sorry, what's that?
Is this a long tour for you? How long do you go on the road for?
I think we're doing... this will be our third or fourth shows over this weekend, and then we got about more shows. We're doing Lexington, Kentucky. We're going to do the Harry Dean Stanton Festival down there, like I said, mm-hmm. and we're going to be in Annapolis, New York, and we're all over.
I'm glad you're having fun doing this. That's the key to it all. It's the City Winery tonight at 8 o'clock. Go to citywinery.com/Chicago. All your information is there.
Yeah. See you out there. Come up and say hello.
All right. Nice to talk to you. I got to tell you, you know, I dabble in a little singing in our basement. You know, we have a PA system and some speakers and stuff. It is so fun to sing, is it not?
It really is, isn't it?
It is. I'm not that great, but, you know, someday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, music is the language of God. I think that's what unifies people.
Dennis, great to talk to you. Nice to finally meet you. Keep up the great work. We're big fans.
Thank you, guys.
That's Dennis Quaid.
You have a good day.
You
Thank you,
too.
Dennis.